You're listening to another life-transforming message from C3 Church San Diego. For more information on our church, go to c3sandiego.com.
Lift your hands and close your eyes. We're standing in the presence of God. And where God is, miracles are. I'm believing for miracles tonight. I'm believing that lives will be transformed under the mighty hand of God. God didn't send His Son to impress us. He didn't send His Son to excite us. There's so many things in life that excite me, but tomorrow I feel flat again. God sent His Son to transform our lives. And the Bible says if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And I believe today people are going to be set free. Set free from the past, set free from fear, set free from guilt, anxieties, things you've been tormented by for so long. Today can be your day. So I just ask, can we journey for the next 30-odd minutes somewhere in God tonight? Because in Him, we are new creations. Amen. Come on, one more time. Let's bless the Lord tonight. God, You are good. Amaze us. Show us things we haven't seen before, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, do you guys want to grab your seat? And as you do, give somebody a hug. Tell them tonight's going to be amazing. If you're unsure, say it by faith. You know, before I get going tonight, I just want to honor your pastors, Pastor Jürgen, Liam, Iatesius, your lead pastors. Two of the greatest people I have ever met, ever had the privilege of serving under. And I've sat with some of the greatest world leaders, and they don't compare to me as much as Pastor Jürgen and Leanne lead with strength and honor and integrity. And I tell you, you are in the greatest church on the planet. You have the greatest leaders on the planet. You live in the greatest city on the planet. And God is going to do a mighty work. I'm telling you, I was praying this week and I saw 10,000 members. But 10,000 members means we need a whole lot more leaders. So if I can encourage you tonight, if you're indecision, you're just making a decision as to, is this my house? Can I encourage you? Let your roots go down deep and your life will flourish. You will grow and God will exceed any dreams you've ever had. He'll take you to places you've never even thought of before. Amen. And Pastor Dave and Brianna. David's not here tonight. Amazing. David didn't like my preaching last time. She said, I'm going hunting. Why would I stick? I'm going hunting. No. Love you guys. You are sensational. David definitely married up. He said, where's the supermodel I can marry? Yeah, that's the one. I'll take her. Hey, can I just quickly show you? I've been married for nearly 20 years. 20 years in February. Can I just show you a picture of my family? I think we've got it somewhere. Yeah, okay. So this is my beautiful wife, Melissa. Yeah, married for nearly 20 years. God was good to me. This is my son, Noah, 13. That's him surfing up the top. He's a rad little surfer. My daughter, Ella, who's a little princess, ballerina, swimming champion. And this is the man child, Zacharuni. So Zach's only 6 and he does airs on his skateboard and surfing and everything else. But that's my family. I've been here for nearly 10 days. I was in Portland last week. So I'm looking forward to getting home. Fly out tomorrow. But we got some business to do tonight. Amen. Come on. Why don't we just pray? Father, we take authority tonight in this house. I rebuke fear. I rebuke any works of the enemy. I rebuke any attack of the enemy upon any person's life. And tonight I release miracles. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak the power of God into this meeting. And I thank You, Lord God, that You will have Your way. That, Lord God, You will be glorified and lives will be transformed in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Amen. Fantastic. Hey, you know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 4:20. And it says, the kingdom of God is not in word and deed only, but in power. The kingdom of God is not in word and deed only, but in power. There is a power that is available to us as believers. We're set apart. We're called out. There's something different about our life because we chose to position ourselves as Christians, believers of a Savior. And Ephesians 1:19 says the same power that God worked in Jesus Christ when He raised Him from the dead is at work in us. There is miracle working power at work on the inside of us. You will have heard Pastor Jürgen preach many times that God knows the end from the beginning. So we find ourselves right now in a situation here, but God is already over here looking back on time saying, you've already got your victory. You're already living in your miracle. You've already got your breakthrough. You're here right now. Amen. So there is a power at work in us. There is a power at work in your life right now. Whether you acknowledge it or not, it's the case. And you know, I know this. It says in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able, our God is able. There will be miracles in this house tonight. I travel all. There were miracles in Portland last Sunday. There were miracles in Adelaide the week before when I was there. There was miracles in Melbourne the week before. I was recently in the Philippines and I prayed for a lady who was paralyzed down her whole left side of her body. She couldn't move, she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk. She got wheeled into church. But who knows this? Our God is a miracle working God. So she didn't get wheeled out of church, she walked out of church. Both hands raised, praising God, the risen Savior. But it says this, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or imagine, to him be the glory. Can we give God some glory here tonight? If I've learned anything over the last kind of 20 years of being in youth ministry with Pastor Jürgen and then traveling with Pastor Phil and getting to minister all around the globe, is that the power of God active in our lives is directly proportional to his praise on our lips. Because it says that there is power available, so the church should glorify him. So when I'm going through a hard time, I should glorify him. When I'm in the middle of a storm, I should praise him. Because it's the praise on my lips that activates the power of God towards my life. It positions me in faith when I shouldn't be in faith. It says, God, I believe, even though my circumstances, I shouldn't believe. But God, I'm just going to take a step tonight. I'm just going to step towards you. What I love about Isaiah 64 is it says God works for those that wait for him. He meets with those who rejoice. Do we have anybody here tonight that despite your circumstance, you might stand to your feet, you might clap your hands, you may open your mouth and praise the King of Kings and Lord of. Is there anybody in the house that is excited about Jesus Christ here tonight? Come on. Oh, come on. God, you're good. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Man, I love the power of God. I love the power of God. Okay, so we live in a world really where there's no absolutes. There's gray areas. Things that used to be black and white, now there's gray areas. There's no absolutes. There's a whole lot of political correctness and popular opinion that usually dictate to the social norms. And I gotta tolerate, but what I love about our God is that in God there's no gray. Hebrews says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he doesn't change. Our God doesn't change. And it tells me this in Exodus 15. It says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, giving ear to his commandments and keeping all of his statutes, I'll put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. So if he's a God that does not change, and he's the God that declares, I am the God that heals you, there can be healing in this house tonight. Is there anybody that needs a miracle from God tonight? Is there anybody that needs the touch of God in their life? I'm telling you, you're going to be healed and you're going to be set free. I think there's a title that may come up, maybe not. How do you identify? How do you identify? The reason I titled this message, How Do You Identify, is because in Genesis 1, in verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Amazing. God thought, let's make man in our image. Let's put him on the earth. Let's fill them with our spirit. Let's cause them to have dominion in the earth, which is unbelievable. But there was a disconnect because of our sin, and because of our sin, we started identifying another way. We didn't see ourselves as God saw us. We saw ourselves subject to our circumstances. We saw ourselves according to our upbringing or our education or what had been spoken over us. But You see, we find ourselves in a world where men are identifying as women and women are identifying as men. I even heard the other day of individuals identifying as transabled, perfectly physically healthy, but identifying as crippled. But my question of you is, how do you identify? Because the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So it's not how anybody else identifies, it's how you identify, which causes your future, your tomorrow. How I see myself today will determine how I live tomorrow. And my Bible says that I'm a child of the King. I'm an heir to the throne. That I can live in victory, that I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above and not... So I don't know how you identify, but that's how I identify. I identify it as healed because Isaiah tells me I'm. By his stripes I am healed. Anyway. In John chapter 5, it says this, after this there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Actually, you know what? Who's the person here that you've got pain in your neck? It goes down your shoulders. You get tingling in your arm, pain in your arm. I don't know if it was from an accident. Who is that person? Come forward, please. God's going to heal you. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I love about God? I don't know any of you, but God knows you and he knows what you need and he's willing to meet with you. You know, I love the story of a leper. It says, Jesus, if you're willing, you can. And he said, I'm willing, be healed. I feel like if you will reach out tonight, if you will stretch out tonight, if you will do something tonight, that God will meet with you. Amen. Just come forward. Have you got pain in your body now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So out 1 to 10, what would that pain be?
Right now, it's like at a 7.
So that's pretty bad. 7's bad. You're going to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Just lift your hands. Father, right now, like a power. My God. Matt Stack, can I pray for you? I'm telling you, there's an anointing increase on your life that is going to move mountains. And what you've fought for in the past is now going to come easy, says the Lord. I'm going to open doors that to this date have remained shut. I'm going to create opportunities that you've dreamt about but never believed could happen. Father, increase the anointing upon this man's life. Lord God, I tell you, I see miracles all over your hands. I'm going to pray for you. Whatever's on me to get on you, multiplied in Jesus' name. That you will see the dead raised to life. You'll see blind eyes open in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What is your name?
Luz.
Luz?
Yes.
Beautiful. How is your name?
I don't have any.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Honestly, I travel all over the globe. I got nothing. But God is a miracle worker. I've prayed for 2 dead people that came back to life. I've prayed for blind people and their eyes open. Deaf people, ears open on the spot. In the same trip in the Philippines, one lady was paralyzed. One lady was deaf from birth. Her ears opened. I was just in Portland last week and a gentleman... he's a contractor, had a big contracting business, was about to shut his business down because his arm had been limp by his side for 2 years. He couldn't do what he needed to do, couldn't get supplies to his workers, couldn't lift ladders onto the roof of his car, and he was desperate. And he'd been oppressed. We prayed, and he was really skeptical. He told me afterwards, I was so skeptical. He said, I don't like people like you. I didn't believe that it could happen. I said, okay, that's cool. I'm not here to be liked. I prayed for him. The power of God hit him. He stood to his feet. He threw his hand in the air. And for the first time, this has never, ever happened to me before, he stood on the platform and did a backflip, landed, and then started running around the auditorium. If you've got pain in your body right now, can I pray for you? I will preach a little in a minute. If you've got actual pain in your body right now, you know it's there. You can feel it. I've lived with pain. I know what it's like. Come forward. God's going to touch you right now. I kind of just flow with what I feel God telling me to do. So, and you know what? If, whether I'm on the stage and you're up here or you're in the seat, God can touch you right where you're at. So why don't you reach out your hands? I love the story of a woman with an issue. She'd had an issue for 12 years and life was flowing from her, not to her. But she did something in desperation, crawling on her hands and knees. She made her way to Jesus because she said, if I can even just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. What could you do in desperation tonight that shows Jesus Christ that you want your miracle, that you want your touch from heaven? It's here tonight. It is here tonight. God is here to meet with you tonight. The word says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. What do you need tonight in God? How do you identify? Do you identify as healed? Do you identify as redeemed? Do you identify as saved? How do you identify? Or do you identify as a victim? Because in this story, it talks about a sick man that had been laying by a pool for 38 years. And Jesus comes to him and says, man, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed? And he says, I can't. I have no man to place me in the pool when the angel stirs the waters. You don't need a man to put you anywhere tonight. You just need a touch from Jesus Christ, a word from Jesus Christ, an encounter with heaven. This is the house of God. This is the gateway of heaven. I'm telling you tonight, there are miracles in the house for every person that would reach out in desperation to say, Jesus, you're my all. God, you're all that I need. I tell you what, why don't we sing a worship song as I pray for these people, Bryce? If you want to stand to your feet, if you want to stay seated, but God is going to touch you right now. Come on, every person. praying for. Yeah, come on, let's thank the Lord tonight. If you came forward because you just said you had pain in your body, would you just lift your hand if the pain's left? Like right now, if you know, yeah? Who else is there? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, come on. Come on. God is alive. Your pain's left? You know, there's a saying that the person with an experience is not subject to the person with a theory. So if you just received healing, you can release healing. See, because it's not for the super saints. It's not for Pastor Jurgen and Pastor Lamb, you know, myself. It's for every single person. Mark says, have faith in God. Mark 11. It says, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believing that you receive them, you will have them. So you can just believe for healing and see healing flow. There's a person here with intestinal discomfort, digestive issues. Would you just come forward? God's going to touch you. There's somebody here and you've got a skin condition, allergies. Just come forward. This probably isn't going to be your usual Sunday night service, but you know what? Pastor Brianna will fix it up next week. What do you need? Right where you're at, what do you need tonight? Because God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't touch one and then skip the other. If you open yourself up to an encounter with God, I had an encounter with God that changed my life 23 years ago. And I got, I am so hungry for the things of God. I am so hungry for the power of God. You know, in my sinful state, God reached down and touched my life. It doesn't matter where you find yourself tonight. You can step towards God and He won't retreat from you. He won't pull back, but He'll embrace you and engage you. And like I said before, He knows what we need. I don't know you. I don't know what you need, but the God of the universe does. And He's here tonight to meet with you. Thank you, Jesus. There are people here and you're gripped by fear and anxiety, and the enemy comes at you and lies to you, and it's held you locked up and bound, and you feel like, I'm not reaching my potential. I can't even dream beyond tomorrow. I just want to get through today and then hope tomorrow's better than today. God is going to set you free tonight. Who is that? If that's you, just come over here. I'm going to pray for you. Let's just keep worshiping here tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You have no rival. You have no equal.
to come forward tonight. God's going to give you 20/20 vision. Do I love Proverbs 3? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Sometimes we've got to turn our head off, because you can't work out the things of God. Isaiah 55 says, God's ways are above our ways and His thoughts are above our thoughts. You won't understand what God does, but you can choose to believe that you can receive. And sometimes I just got to turn this off because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I just trust with my heart. Because God's looking for people that just have heart. He can do what we can't. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for these people. And then I'd love to pray, if you've got an incurable disease, something that the doctors have said you're going to live with forever, I want to prove them wrong. I want to prove that God is able. And then we're going to pray, if I may, I'm going to pray for the veterans. Any veteran, I want to pray a blessing over your life. For your service, for your sacrifice. I'm not an American, but I want to thank you on behalf of all of my friends that live in this great country for your service, your sacrifice, your stepping out, your doing what others either wouldn't or couldn't, and for paying a price so that we can live in freedom and safety. So I'm going to pray for these guys. What am I praying for again?
Vision.
There you go. Vision and breathing. Lord, touch my mind. Is this all right? God is here right now. Why don't you, if you've got a need in your world, lift your hand and let somebody beside you pray in faith. And why don't you just receive all that God has there? I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is in this house. There is a spirit of healing, breakthrough, deliverance. Whatever you need tonight, you can have in God. He's not withholding anything. He's not pulling back. He's not retreating. Get your miracle tonight. I love Bartimaeus, a blind man from birth who knew no different because he was the son of a blind man, but he had heard about Jesus. I know you hear about Jesus every single week in this house, the miracle working power of God. It says when he heard that Jesus was about to pass him by, jumped up. He did something with what he'd heard. And everyone said, shut up, man, sit down. Accept your lot in life. Somebody may have told you that what you're experiencing now is your lot in life, what you have to expect for the rest of your days. But I love it. It says he shouted all the louder. He went after what he didn't have. Hebrews says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Why don't you just go after your miracle tonight? Though you may not see it, why don't you go after it and take a hold of it in God tonight? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
way to God. I love the power of God. I love miracles. People being set free and transformed. The greatest miracle in life is the miracle of salvation. And like I said, 23 years ago, I made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, to lay down my life and to accept Him as my Lord and Savior. And I got to tell you, from that day forward, life just changed. It hasn't been perfect, hasn't always been easy, but God has always been with me. Would you do me a favor? Just close your eyes. I'm gonna hand back to Pastor Brianna in a minute, and then I'm gonna, if it's okay, Pastor Brianna, anybody else that wants prayer after service, I'm happy to pray for as well. But can we just close our eyes just for one moment? I would like to offer anybody here that either has never asked Jesus Christ into their life, or that may have, and life's taken some twists and turns, and perhaps you're not as close to Him as you used to be, and you're saying tonight, you know what? I want the power of God active in my life. I want to know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is residing inside me, leading me and guiding me through life. So while nobody's looking around, every eye is closed, please just give me 1 minute. Let's just honor this moment. If you're here saying, yeah, I want to ask Jesus Christ into my life, or I want to come back to Christ tonight, would you just lift your hand? We're going to say a really simple prayer that asks Jesus to come back. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Who else is there tonight? I know there's more people. Your heart's beating in your chest. You're saying, yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Who else is there that would say, you know what? I'm coming back tonight. Thank you very much. I see your hand. Is there anybody else who would say, Jesus, I want to make you my Lord and Savior tonight. I want to do life with you. You can't live your best life outside of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Is there anybody else? We're going to pray and I'm going to hand back to Pastor Brianna. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you open your eyes, I just want to say thank you for being bold enough and gutsy enough to lift your hand and say, yeah, that's me tonight. And I tell you what, would you just come forward so I can pray with you and pray over you? And then we're going to hand service back. But this is a great decision that you've made, and we want to honor you tonight in that decision. Those people that lifted their hands, would you just come forward? Fantastic. We're going to say a really simple prayer. You know what? You may not have lifted your hand, but you want to come forward. Why don't you just do that now? Thank you, Lord. This is fantastic. Every one of us is going to say this prayer. How good is God? Who here tonight feels like they got a touch from God? Anybody? Who here feels like there's been transformation in their circumstance? What I'd love you to do is send an email or tell Pastor Brianna and Pastor David, some of the team, just about what God has done in your life tonight. Amen. Gratitude solidifies the deal. We go, God, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Man, you guys are awesome. Why don't you come in here, champion? What's your name? Mazza.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great name. What is your name?
Ashlyn.
Cece. That's awesome. They call me Chi-Chi. But you're Cece. What is your name?
Mason.
Fantastic. What is your name?
Hozzy.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm Hozzy. We should have fun in church, right? Is there anybody else that wants to do this tonight? If you're not, just let's say the prayer in our seats tonight. But every single one of us, and especially you guys out the front here, I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord God, I turn from the past and I look forward to the future that you laid your life down for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I accept salvation tonight. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about our pastors, team, and what we do at C3 Church San Diego, go to c3sandiego.com.